Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4760.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My mother is someone who had a significant influence on me. She taught me a lot of things, but I think probably some of the most important were just the ways to interact with people and to try to be a loving person, to be somebody who's not judgmental. And she also had great work ethic, and she worked a couple of jobs when I was younger, so I would say that would be the influence that she had.
What do you aspire to be?
I'd like to be someone who is remembered as a very good family man, and I'd also like to be someone who's been able to make a positive impact on the world in some way.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say that I do my best to not be a judgmental person, and I try to be open to other people's viewpoints and perspectives, kind of respect each person and try to maintain that level of human dignity. I think overall I'm a pretty good person.
What type of things make you happy?
I like to see people make changes for themselves. So people who are able to make whether it be minor or major changes in their lives, and it could be a small thing or a big thing, just from a health perspective or from in terms of their habits, just to live a healthier lifestyle, be better people.
What type of things make you sad?
I think I would say what makes me sad is to see people not treated with dignity, and there's examples of that we see in the news from time to time, and just things on a daily basis, but where people aren't treated with equity are probably the things that make me the most sad.
Describe the world you came from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a working class family that I think instilled a lot in me. So as I've worked in my career and as a student, I've always carried things with me, and I hope that wherever I'm able to go, that I'm able to continue to carry those things.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I would say emotional intelligence. I think it's something that I had a very open relationship with my mother, so I learned a lot from her. And I also came from a family that had a lot of people that were younger than me and a lot of people that were older than me. So I had to be able to sit at the big table and know how to act then, and same thing with the sitting with the younger kids. So I think I developed a good sense of how what you say will impact people and the right environment to say certain things. So I would say emotional intelligence, understanding how people would react to certain things and being mindful of that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think being an honest person and being a person that is respectful of others are probably two very important qualities. I say I admire those things because it's not always easy to be honest or to try to be open to other people's perspectives, but definitely two important qualities.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think that the touch on a couple of things already, but the non-judgment, I think, is very important, and they also provided an environment where I could try to find myself rather than have everything be dictated to me. And I think as a child and when you grow up and you're learning, I think it's important that you have the opportunity to learn things on your own, obviously in an environment where you're safe and protected, but I think that's very important.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I currently live away from my family, so I'm not able to spend as much time as I'd like to, but I usually spend time with them around the holidays now. And it's usually a great time, good chance to catch up with everybody, and it's just, unfortunately, we're talking about bigger windows than I'd like.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I was actually from my fiance. She gave me a jar filled with notes It had 365 notes in it, so every day you'd get to open one, and they had just an array of different things. But that was very thoughtful. I think that was the best gift I ever got.
Tell me about some of the activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was younger, I'm an only child, so I grew up in a kind of a small community. I had a lot of friends in the neighborhood, and I was always outside playing. So that was, you name it, I was outside playing something, either riding my bike or sports with some friends in my childhood. That was probably the activities I enjoyed the most.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
I normally read nonfiction books, but I just finished school, so I'm just actually starting to learn to read on my own, things that I actually like rather than things that I have to read for school. But I would probably say that my favorite book, To Kill a Mockingbird, I would say at this point. And I don't know that I have a particularly favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
I like the word ubiquitous. There's not a particularly deep reasoning for it. I just enjoy that word.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
The last book that I read was actually a book by Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, and it didn't have a particularly like a set of characters. It was just a sequence of stories.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I actually saw was Wedding Crashers, and I did. I have that on DVD. It was enjoyable.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Basketball and football. I enjoy to play baseball, but not so much to watch it. And hockey as well. I enjoy watching hockey.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I've been pretty busy the last in recent memory with school and work, so I've turned things that I need to do to stay healthy into my hobbies. So I try to stay active and go to the gym and be active outside of it, maybe just kind of running around, jogging and whatnot. So I would say that staying active would be the list of hobbies that I have.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I think that I am a creative person. I try my best to express my creativity at work. It's not necessarily a creative role. It's more of a management position. But I like to take that approach, a creative approach toward the different problems and issues that we have to face at my job.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think at work, from time to time, we get posed with certain challenges, and ethics is always a relative thing. It's something that is very important and kind of have to keep in perspective the situation that you're in. But I think from my experience, the one thing I think particularly that I had come across at work was we were in a position where we had a budget challenge and we needed to come up with ways to mitigate that. And one of the proposed solutions was to cut portion of the workforce. And what we ended up doing was we came up with an alternative staffing model where we could staff the same number of folks in a little bit more of a creative way, using like student interns as opposed to full-time workers, so we can meet the budget gap and also go to it over time so that we didn't have to let people go. Which I guess it has layers, there's many layers to it, but one of them is ethics. So we can have respect for the people that were working for us, but we're still running a business at the same time. So it's probably a combination of an achievement and an ethics experience. But we ended up implementing a new staffing model. We were able to save some folks their jobs, and we moved to the new model over time, meeting the business need.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would want to interview Abraham Lincoln, just to kind of understand maybe some of what he was going through back at that time. He had some opinions that I guess might not have been the popular opinion at the time, or might have been just slightly the popular opinion based on who you ask, but it would be very interesting to talk to someone like that who kind of pioneered, I would say, a revolution.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
While I was still getting my bachelor's degree, I took an opportunity during a summer to go and work and live away from home managing a restaurant. It was like 3 hours away. And I didn't get the opportunity to come home basically that whole summer, so it was my first time for an extended period of time being away from home. I think it was very, very interesting. It was a very good experience for me. I learned a lot about work ethic, because it was essentially it was a family-owned business. So I've learned a lot about the amount of time and work that goes into being an entrepreneur when, the success of the business is very much related to your personal success as well. And obviously being away from home, that was an interesting experience.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
There's another time at work that we were posed with some challenges from like a staffing perspective, and in a similar fashion, we transferred full-time resources and brought on part-time resources as part of like a transformation. Kind of internally between organizations, we transferred folks, and it was another situation where we were able to save some jobs and be a little bit more creative to address internal budget issues.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think very recently there's been a couple of instances in the United States where there were, in different communities, there were folks that had interactions with the police, and folks that are kind of up in arms about it. And there was a bit of rioting after one of the demonstrations in, I believe it was Ferguson, Missouri. And I read an article. There's a lot of people posting a lot of stuff about it, but I read an article about when folks are rioting, and it's very hard to understand how people would essentially tear down their community. But I read an article challenging that when folks feel like they're not supported and they're not loved or included from an organizational perspective, right, or from the local government or state government, that they're not cherished, that they're not inclined to cherish either, right? So they did studies where they would put like a car in a neighborhood, a good neighborhood, bad neighborhood, it didn't matter, and if the window was broken in the car, it took about a week before like everything was stripped on the car, because the window is already broken, right? So the thought process is one broken window leads to many. And it was just a very enlightening article to read, to understand, try to be non-judgmental to the folks in those areas and in those situations where they might be rioting and something that folks will probably not agree with, but to think from their perspective where nobody else is showing them that they care about them, so why should they care about themselves, right?
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I had an experience in school. We had a seminar about perspective, and it just basically displayed different scenarios and different situations, and looking through different lenses, how you might be able to understand those things. And I think that was an experience I would call an epiphany. It just helps you open your eyes to the fact that not everybody's had the same experiences as you, and if something happens in any given situation, people are going to react to it based off their experiences and their understanding of certain situations. So trying to be mindful of that is very important. That was an important moment for me in school.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I guess I'd like to be running my own business where it would have some kind of a direct positive impact on society. So not necessarily something that's super commercial and there's just some, side benefits for the the community or the world, something that directly impacts the world, that on the side it's able to make some money.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My fiance. She's stuck on the other side of the states.
What is your approach to life?
I try to look at everything as if it's a game. So I try to, I was very competitive when I was younger. I'm still very competitive, but I was also very interested in sports. So I think of it as a game or as a sport. So I try to understand the rules in different scenarios and play within the rules to perform well and be successful.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think everybody goes through different challenging times. So if you ask me this 5 years from now, I'll probably tell you another most difficult time. But a few years ago, back before I even started school, I think just coming out of high school is an interesting time in terms of making decisions about what you want to do with your future. And my parents were divorcing at the time, or they were in process of a divorce. That was interesting. And I came out of a relationship. It was just kind of like a sequence or a number of things happening at the same time. But you just kind of take them one at a time, try not to tie everything together, and piece by piece try to plug along and get yourself back on track.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think at work, where we work with the student interns, having them come through our program and seeing them grow and hopefully take things with them as they embark on their own careers is very rewarding.
Who is your favorite actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm a big Leo fan. I think he's gotten snubbed a couple times for awards.
That's good. What is your favorite season and why?
I would say summertime. I grew up in an area where that was probably your best opportunity to be active from a climate perspective, and I was always trying to play outside, so I think summer.
Why did you choose telecommunications as your line of work?
Coming out of my bachelor's degree program, I was looking into a couple different things, mostly financial services, and I was trying to keep an open mind to some other opportunities that I had, and it just turned out that the opportunity that I ended up taking ended up being in telecommunications. I didn't have a particular interest in it. It was just a development program, a leadership development program, essentially, that I thought was going to be my best opportunity at that time.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
We operate in an environment where I have a lot of autonomy. So my boss manages obviously multiple of me's, essentially, if you think of it like that. And she's very busy. So I get a lot of opportunities to address issues on my own, which is something that I enjoy very much. It's kind of like running your own business, essentially, but obviously within the confines of a corporation. So,
if you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I think I would be doing something a little bit more philanthropic. Whether, I don't know what it might be, maybe working with a program like Habitat for Humanity or something like that. But I think there's a lot to be said about that in terms of fulfillment. And if things didn't work out with what I'm currently doing, I'd probably try to move over to something a little bit more fulfilling from that perspective.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, travel?
I'll probably thinking I'll have a family, hopefully two kids. Obviously, my current fiance would be my wife at the time. We'd probably do some traveling. She's very interested in traveling. And from a work perspective, I could see myself still being in the telecommunications field. Hopefully just a couple more promotions down the line before 10 years hits.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Going out for a nice dinner, having some wine, I think usually does a trick for me and my fiance.
What do you love most about your fiance?
She reminds me of my mother from the perspective that she has a very big heart and she's a very caring person. I think those are very important qualities.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your fiance?
to try your best to be unconditionally supportive. It's obviously very hard to be unconditionally anything, but you need to be loving and supporting.
How did you meet your fiance?
We actually went to high school together, but she was a year older than me, so she was too cool for a while. I had to
Work on
wait a couple years
it.
until I grew up before I approached her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I saw the advertisement for this program. I thought I was trying to look into different ways that I could try to, I guess you think of it as like giving back in a way. And I thought this was kind of a very creative way to do it. And my mother wasn't necessarily like supposed to have kids, if you want to think of it that way. She had some health issues. So she always kind of instilled in me that I was a gift. And I thought, what better way to give back than to try to help people get that gift?
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would say, from my perspective, I was coming to this program. I was my main goal or initiative was to give back to the families, like the parents who are looking to have kids. So my participation in this program is more for them, and my hope is just that they'll be able to build loving families, and if the offspring are able to listen to this, then they've already done a great job, I'm sure. So I'd be very pleased just to get to that point.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4760.